Straight up 11 o'clock here on The Ticket. It is work in progress, live on location at Stan's Blue Note on Greenville Avenue. Drink that beer, Monty. Drink it. God, what a little girly drink.
Well,
that
I
is.
Realized that I'd just taken a bite of chocolate muffin, and I didn't know
that's
that beer was
perfect gonna, combo. What do you mean?
I didn't think the beer was going to complement it very well. And turns out I was right.
Maybe a shot of Hams vanilla syrup?
No.
Might help you?
No.
Aged to perfection.
I don't like Hams Army Surplus vanilla
Surplus.
Over there.
Stan's Blue Note. It's awesome here. We appreciate here. The P1 stopping by, having early beers with us.
We need to mention the notable P1 that just came by.
I was about to get to that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Get to it.
Well, I was going to get to it.
Ham radio.
Yeah. Now.
Brought to you by me. So, before I get into my predicament, closure. So, earlier this week, whilst filling in for the Hardline, DJ mentioned that he was at NFM, and P1 shouted him out. As we, and DJ ignored him. And
as
then,
then
on air, refused to apologize.
He's
say sorry.
He's calling my name and I pull my head up, or my hood up over me and pretend like
Which
I can't
really
hear him.
Which is counterintuitive because you wear your ticket polo so that people will stop you.
It's exclusively why I wear it, yeah.
Anyways.
That is very counterintuitive. You are right, because I don't necessarily want
to
be.
Then he brought it up on air. Refused to say sorry to the guy.
Now he looked a Unabomber.
I doubled down on it.
But now we know the guy's name because P1 John came out here and said, hey. He confronted DJ, but said no
Shakily
harm, no foul.
Holding a snub-nosed revolver at his temple.
He didn't have to crack the beer bottle on our table and then thrust it toward me in such a threatening way. Yeah.
You're going to recognize me for all eternity! So yeah, he comes out here to apologize to DJ and say, hey, man. No harm, no foul. I understand you're going up the escalator. He still didn't say sorry.
No.
I said
he said sucks to suck.
I said, cool, you want an autograph or something?
I told him it would have been even funnier if you ignored him again.
I'm just still squinting, trying to figure out who he is and just don't say anything. No, that was really cool that he came and he said that.
Yeah.
I've been living with terrible guilt over that.
He hadn't thought about it again.
And diarrhea. Last night, went to a pre-Christmas family party.
Is this transitioning, or is this still about John?
This is not about John.
You went with John?
No.
No.
John's part of your family?
No. There is a John in my family. There's an Uncle John in my family.
No one cares.
This guy was not my Uncle
There's
John.
There's another guy in the world named John?
No way.
What a coincidence.
Okay, you guys were the ones saying that he went to my party. Not my party. Party I went to. Do you, either of you guys have big Christmases? Big get-togethers for Christmas?
Not really. It's usually just immediate family.
Okay.
My family's disowned me. So no.
Well, they do it in Huntsville.
I pretend that they don't exist.
You can only get so many of them.
They do it with the rest of cell block C.
No cell blocks in camp. Everybody knows.
Yeah, hasn't your family grown with your dad joining the...
Do you not have anything actually here?
MS-13.
That's from Iowa.
The AB. Anyways, my mom is one of nine. Of those nine children, they each had about 30 childs.
Yeah, is there nothing to do in the Birmingham family
Gross.
But do it?
This is the mom's side. This is not the Birmingham clan.
Bunch of penile
Much
fractures.
Smaller. Yeah, they might have a penile.
Yeah,
fracture.
Maybe
my mom's
genetic.
Side of the family.
That's why yours is all weird looking.
But while there, which I like the pre-Christmas party. We used to do it on Christmas Eve. On a Saturday when you could kind of just, you don't feel rushed to get home or whatever. Kind of nice.
Are y'all exchanging gifts and all that?
No, we didn't do that though. But okay. We did have something that you two would be appreciative of. Tried it for the first time.
Oh.
What?
Keep going.
Feet pics?
Tried out feet pics for the first time. No.
As a family. Nice. It's a real bonding moment.
Hard to get all foot in one photo.
On top of the Christmas tree.
Please don't be moms. Please don't be moms.
No. Tried out the food tamale last night.
Hmm.
For
okay.
The first time.
Before he gives us any indication, he tried something that about 99% of the world's tried.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think he liked it? Wait, what kind were they? Chicken?
Chicken.
Pork? Chicken, okay.
I think.
Were they homemade or they...
Homemade.
Homemade by who?
My aunt.
Is your aunt...
As white as you are?
From this side of the border or below the border?
Of your people.
Okay. Well, we're mixed, so that
yeah,
doesn't,
that doesn't say
more of yours.
Oh, still, 50-50.
Pointing down.
Okay. I'm guessing that means Mexico. So, okay, from a Mexican aunt. Now, those are probably pretty good.
They're tough. They can definitely go wrong, but I will say you enjoyed it.
I'm going to bet he didn't.
It's hard to mess, like, it's a great food.
If they put any kind of spice in there, like salt or black pepper, ham's not going to be able to handle it.
Once I learned that it came in something, and you're not supposed to eat that.
The husk?
The husk, yeah. Really good.
Okay.
So you, wait.
Did you take a husk bite?
I was questionable whether or not I should, you know, like, bite into it like burrito. But once I learned that you have to peel it open, I didn't eat husk.
You've dealt the same thing when you first tried corn, too. When you bit into the husk.
Yeah. And, okay. And banana.
Banana, yeah.
I feel like if you fed a chimp a tamale, not even fed, if you just handed a chimp a tamale that still had the husk on,
he would know
to take the husk off, no problem. Just you wouldn't have to explain it to him or anything. Just, oh, this definitely isn't edible.
And he got from his Mexican.
Well, I had fork and knife, and I wasn't sure if I cut it open like that or if you just peel it open, which is what I did.
Yeah, you peel it open. You definitely don't cut it open with a knife.
That was what hung me up.
Because then each piece you cut would have some of the husk on it.
You have to keep
de-huskers.
It wouldn't be very efficient.
Yeah.
But so you liked it.
I liked it. Pretty good.
That makes me
chicken
happy.
Chicken tamale? Thumb up.
Because tamales are my favorite food. And so I'm glad that you like them.
I thought MPs were.
No. Hero just doesn't make tamales.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm glad that you liked them.
All right. On to my predicament. I think I'm being led into a trap by spouse. Have you guys done your Christmas shopping? Are you completed? This is the latest I've ever done mine. I think the last time I did one later was in 2012, and it was when the Mayans predicted that the world was going to end. I was really banking on that, and I waited till the day after to start my Christmas shopping.
Maxed all the credit cards, really went scorched earth.
That was right up to it. It was like the 21st.
Yeah, I know. So I went shopping the 22nd, because it was like on a Black Friday the 21st was.
Look, I'm with you. Nothing gets me going like the juice of last-minute Christmas shopping.
Yeah.
Paying $65 to get it overnighted.
I think I'm about done with my shopping. I bought this for myself this Christmas.
You're so selfish.
Well, I forgot your Christmas list was like three people deep.
Yeah. And then mostly when I went out shopping, I kind of like that. I'll buy that for myself. Uh-huh. I'll treat myself.
You had a good year, DK. Yeah.
That's the territory I'm in now, where anything I do want or would want for Christmas, I'll get for myself. So, wife and I were like, do you want anything? No. Do you want me to get you anything? No. Okay.
Trap.
Let's not get anything for each other for Christmas.
Yeah.
I think I'm being trapped, though. Because I think we're playing like a game of Christmas chicken at this point, where I feel like I need to get her something, but she's telling me, don't get me anything. But I feel like she's also going to get me something.
On Christmas morning.
And then Christmas morning, I'm going to wake up, and she's got three gifts for me, and then all I have to offer is...
She's got the nipple suit from Batman and Robin for you.
Oh.
You're going to panic wrap your vanilla syrup here and give it to
her. Two-year-old doctor.
Yeah, I got you this.
Vanilla Dr. Pepper.
Toblerone.
Makes me think of you.
Because you're like vanilla.
And so as we're driving last night with belly full tamale, I asked her, I go, just to be clear, you didn't get me anything. Well, she goes, I have an idea for a gift, but I won't get it for you because I don't think you're getting me anything.
Oh, yeah, you need to go ahead and just go ahead and... Like,
but we had already previously established
that's the saddest
we're not
thing
doing
I've ever
anything.
Heard.
And then she's like, I have an idea just in case you get me something. And I go, did you buy it? And she said, yes, but we can all use it. I think I'm being led astray.
You need to 100% get something.
I don't understand how he's misinterpreting. She clearly wants something.
She got you something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And you're not going to do anything
and
for
it. And it sounds pretty
because you're garbage.
Yeah.
It might be. I don't know. But she's telling me, don't get me anything. And then she's secretly saying, I'm getting you something.
She probably also tells you she's not mad. when she's really mad.
Oh, I understand she's mad all the time. I mean, you guys encounter me.
Even she, more reason why you should buy her a gift.
You guys see 3 hours a day of me. She sees 12.
Yeah, you're just strengthening the argument that you should probably
apologize
treat her
with
to,
treat
her to something because she deserves it because she has to put up with you.
You would
all the
rather
time.
Be wrong having gotten her a gift.
That's where I'm
than
leaning
the other
towards.
Way around.
And there's no way she's listening. So I think I
she
definitely need to get her
your career, right?
Yeah, she hates me.
Yeah.
Rightfully so. The trick is you don't have to get something expensive. You just get her something that you know she likes.
Maybe get her
like
a shout
hug.
Out on Watch
No, not
suck.
A hug. Not a shout. Not a shout out either. No, that's not a good one either.
Right after I read Bob Gibson, Born Stay Now Dead or whatever.
What about a tip of the cap?
No, that's most minimal effort. You need to go get something.
I think I do.
What if he just brought her one beer from Stan's Blue Note?
You got the rest
not
of
even
mine.
Covered. Monty drank out of this. This has to be worth something.
Have Monty autograph the glass. Give a personal shout out on there. Personalize it. And that's pretty good.
Okay.
So do you have any idea what...
I have no idea because I hadn't thought this entire time either.
What is your wife like to do?
Okay, so she told me she won Stars jersey. But I feel like I shouldn't do that because she'll only wear it maybe 2-3 times a year when we go to Stars game.
Do you want her to wear it to work? Where else would she wear it?
That's what I'm saying. I don't want to get her something that she's only going to wear 3 times a year.
Well, then buy her clothes that she can wear all the time. Yeah. Get her like a nice jacket or something.
Yeah, or some Jordans.
Some
Jordans.
How about a nice pair of...
When she goes the ball.
How about a nice vintage pair of JNCOs for your wife?
Yeah, the Ooh. Big...
How great would that be?
Sold.
The ones where you can put your backpack in the back pocket.
Big enough to where Ham can fit himself into the back
yeah,
pocket.
You could Joey inside of her... JNCOs.
Inside her JNCO back pocket.
Yeah, he just pulled some up right now. 50 inch.
There you go.
They're called convict jeans.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Give me the sinister.
It was yeah. right there on a tee. How much are those puppies?
$260. I don't know.
Well,
you don't love your wife $260 worth?
That's a lot of money for...
It's a lot of denim for her. Anyways, but that's my predicament, and I thank you guys for helping me through it. And I tried a tamale.
I don't think we solved anything.
No.
Well, you did. You told me to buy her something.
It'll probably mean a lot to her, too, if you tell her after the fact that DJ and Monty
helped pick out her. I only did this because... So I hope you like these JNCOs because they picked them out.
And worst case scenario, you hand her a gift and she really didn't get you something. And now you have one in the bag.
Then she'll owe you a gift.
Right.
And then you might get something you
she'll
want.
She'll give you a nice penile fracture.
Maybe a...
I'm the one in 100,000. I would welcome a penile fracture.
Just to feel anything.
Just to feel anything.
All right. That's Ham Radio.